want to welcome everybody who's joining us around the United States and Canada or wherever you're calling in from. Thanks for investing your most valuable asset, which is your time, and we plan on treating your time as valuable as it is to you here this evening, and we're going to talk about winning the numbers game. So we bounce back and forth between more motivational and philosophical and big picture trainings and more practical, specific types of training. I mean, this business is part art and part science, and the number side is the science side. You know, this is a business. If you treat it like a business, it'll make you money. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. And so, you know, I'm a business person, and I really believe that the people who are most successful treat their business like a business. And you probably heard the saying, it's just a numbers game. And in my opinion, yes and no. I mean, there's a lot more that go into the business than just numbers. I mean, it's a people business too. And people who are good communicators and empathetic and good listeners and serious networkers and all that really play a role in your success. But also the number side is absolutely essential. I mean, you cannot grow a big business talking to one new person a month. You just can't. You know, you have to talk to more people to have more success. And so before we get into the specifics of what numbers you should be looking at and measuring, I want to go ahead and give you two analogies, two numbers concepts that you can sink your teeth into. One you've probably heard before, but it's important to review, which is the concept of a penny doubling every day for a month. So if you double a penny every day for a month, believe it or not, you'll have $1 million. Also, believe it or not, that after 7 days, you'll only have $1.28. So you're almost a quarter of the way through, and you have a little over $1 on your way to $1 million. And after 10 full days, you're one-third of the way there. You're doubling a penny every day for 30 days. You're 10 days into it, and you have $10.24. So it's hard to imagine that you're one-third of the way through time-wise, and yet you're going to go from $10 to $1 million. It would be amazing to say that you're right on track for $1 million. You've got $10 and you're right on track for $1 million. But that's the power of leverage and exponential growth, is that it all happens on the back end. And so you have to do the things over and over and over again, consistently and simply on the front end, to create enough momentum, to create enough possibility, to create enough of a business that when it starts to duplicate, that it's big enough to make a difference. Which leads me to the second numerical analogy or example around exponential growth. And it's more practical because it has to do with your business. So I'm going to give three different examples of three different people who do three different things, and we'll see how their business grows. The first person has a very nice, successful business. They start out by themselves, and they enroll one new person every month for 10 months. And everybody that they enroll also enroll one new person every month for 10 months. In my mind, that's a very successful business. It'll never happen. Some people will enroll four people a month, and some people will enroll zero people. Some people will drop out. There's 100 things that will happen as to why this wouldn't be an actual real-life example. But for an example purpose, just please bear with me and say, okay, there's somebody with a nice business. They enrolled one new person every month, month after month, and every person they enrolled one person. So the math looks like this. First month, they have two people in their business, themselves and the person they enroll. The next month, those two people enroll one person each, or two new people. So then there's four people in the business. The next month, there's four new people in the business, so there's eight people. So the business is going to grow 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1,024. So after 10 months, that person has a nice business of just over 1,000 people. So now we go to person number two. Person number two has a better business. Instead of enrolling one person a month, they enroll two people a month. And every person that they enroll does the same thing they do. So every person they enroll two people. So our first example ended up with a little over 1,000 people, you would think that this second example would end up with a little over 2,000 people, because it's twice as many. You know, you're enrolling two people and they're enrolling two people. But if you go through the math, it's actually quite different, because the first month you enroll two people, so you have a total of three people, yourself and two. The next month, those three people each enroll two, which is six people, so you have a total of nine. And so your business is going to grow 3, 9, 27, 81, 243, 729, 2,187, 65, 61, 19,683, and in the 10th month, you'll have 59,049 people. So it's about 59 times more powerful to enroll two people a month as it is to enroll one, if everyone duplicates what you do. It's not twice as powerful, it's 59 times as powerful. So now we've got our next person who's more ambitious, does a little bit more, instead of enrolling two people, enrolls three people every month. And every person that they bring in also follows this suit, and they enroll exactly three people. So we've already learned from the first two examples that it's not going to be triple, it's going to be much more. And if you go through the math, it grows 4, 6, it grows 4, 16, 64, 256, 1,024, all the way up to 1,048,526 people. So you have over 1 million people. Instead of 1,000 people, you have over 1 million people. It's about 1,000 times more powerful to enroll three people and duplicate that just over 10 months as it is to enroll one person and duplicate that over 1 month, over 10 months. So it's not twice as powerful and three times as powerful. It's 59 times powerful and 1,000 times. So that is the power of exponential growth. That is the power of leverage. And that is the power of long-range thinking and consistent activity over time. Jackie was saying as she was hosting the call here this evening and welcoming people to the call that she encourages her team to enroll five people a month. Well, you can see that if she got some duplication around five people a month, you know, the numbers as far as the size of her business would be amazing. Now, as I said, you know, not everyone's going to do what you're going to do. Not everyone's going to be as ambitious as you're going to be. But the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, and it's very hard to expect other people to do more than you do. So, you know, if we set a goal for three people a month, that's certainly a great goal. And if you want to set it higher, that's fantastic. You know, and there's nothing wrong with enrolling one person a month. Certainly nothing wrong with that. But I just wanted to show you the difference that might inspire you to put a little more time and a little more focus and a little more concentration into your PHP business. So let's talk about winning the numbers game from the process perspective, the pipeline process that we have: prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. Prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. It's like a funnel. And so this is the number side of things. This is the black and white left brain side of things, which says the more people you talk to, the better chance you have of having more people enroll. And that's because you're going to have a bigger funnel, a wider funnel, or if you use a tour guide analogy, the more people you bring on the tour, the more people that are likely to spend their money at the end of the tour. So the better your prospect list is, the bigger your prospect list is, the more that you use quantity and quality, that you're constantly working through people, contacting new people, being a great networker, not just a network marketer, and talking to new folks about what you're doing, trying to help people, the better off you're going to be. And the more invitations that you make, the more samples that you hand out. And so that's the process that we're recommending right now, is handing out the Scoop of Greens product. The more that you hand that out, the better off you're going to have of enrolling people at the end of the month. And that, if there's one number you should be looking at, is, you know, how many samples did I hand out this month? How many samples did I hand out this week? So depending on how full-time you are, that's going to be really, you know, or how serious you are or what you want to accomplish, that's going to be how you're going to measure your business. So if you want to enroll three people this month, if you don't hand out three samples, it's going to be very hard to enroll three people. You may have to enroll, you may have to hand out six samples or eight samples or 25 samples, depending on your process, depending on the quality of the people you talk to, depending how good your follow-up is, all those things. So it's impossible to say exactly what your ratio is going to be, but once you start to do things consistently, it's easier to start to find out where your problems are and where your opportunities are. So, you know, once you invite them to try the product and to listen to the 3-minute message or look at the website or join us on our Thursday night conference call, then they're going to get the presentation. Then you're going to try to enroll that person. And I recommend that you work with somebody who's more full-time, who has a better story, who is very serious in the business, that can answer questions and objections about the business model or about the compensation plan, or maybe it's yourself, you know. But you need to have a process, and you need to be measuring and looking at, okay, well, my list has 384 people on it. I made 22 invitations and offered people the scoop of greens. I actually handed 15 scoop of greens out to people. I had 4 enrollment conversations and 2 people enrolled. Well, that's a great baseline then from a number standpoint to then say next month my goal is to talk to a few more people, or my goal is to have more people that I talk to take a sample of the product, or the people who take a sample of the product and look at the website, I want to have more serious enrolling conversation, or I want to have more success enrolling those people, so you can start to see where you're doing well and where you're not doing as well. Just read a great book. It's called Leadership by John Wooden. He's the famous basketball coach from UCLA. In my opinion, probably the best coach in any sport ever. And he always focused on the process. That's all he focused on. He never talked about winning. He never talked about the opponent. He never scouted the opponent. All he focused on was having each of his players try to become the best that they could be and be a little bit better every single day and be a little bit more of a team every single day. So that's all he focused on, was the process, 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 and he ended up being a huge winner. He was just very focused on the details. And if you're focused on the details and you're focused on the process and you're handing out samples and you're walking people through information and you're putting them on the conference calls, or you're bringing them, making sure they see the website, then you're doing what you're supposed to do. And some will and some won't, and that's not a problem. But don't trick yourself into thinking that you're really active in the business and doing the business if you haven't handed out a sample this week or you haven't handed out a sample this month. You're really not doing the business. You're only open for business when you're inviting people to look at your business. So the other part of the pipeline process, the complement to it, the add-on to it, is bringing people into the business and activating them so that they multiply what you do. So in the examples we use, we said you enroll one person every month, and then everyone else enrolls one person. Or you enroll 2, and everyone else enrolls 2. Or you enroll 3, and everyone else enrolls 3. So it starts with you enrolling the 1, 2, or 3, but then it's how good of a teacher are you? How good of a coach? How good of a mentor? How serious are you in getting them started right and making sure that they understand the pipeline process and what they're supposed to do as far as handing out samples and directing people to information and directing people to you? So some people are very good enrollers and not very good coaches. And some people are not very good enrollers and very good coaches. And, you know, to be successful in this business, ultimately you want to be both. You want to be a good enroller. You want to talk to a lot of people, hand out a lot of samples, have a lot of fun, keep it super, super simple. And then when other people enroll, then you want to have them do the same thing. Have them do the same thing. So we talked about the kind of theory of numbers, the penny doubling, as well as the difference between enrolling 1, 2, and 3 people and duplicating it. We talked about the nitty-gritty of the pipeline process and measuring how many samples you're handing out and how many people you're enrolling, you know, helping others do the same. Then let's talk about the numbers as to where they really come together, which is in your paycheck. And how do you make money in this compensation plan and how can you explain it easily to yourself so you can have some good focus, as well as explain it to other people who come in. And so the first thing is that let's just take a $100 item, let's call it the Power of 10 pack, which is $100 a month, the Apothecary and the Scoop of Greens, a month supply is $100. As a distributor, you immediately get a $25 discount, so it's $75 for you. And you're going to be making 23% on everybody on your level one. You earn 15%, you earn 8% plus 15% after you enroll two people. So let's just simplify it and call it 23% on level one. If you enroll four people who buy a Power of 10 system, four times 23% is $92. So your $92 commissions will pay for your $75 Power of 10 system, including shipping and handling and tax. So it's pretty specific that if you enroll four people who do exactly what you do, which is order the Power of 10 system as the example, $100 retail, $75 wholesale, which qualifies you as well for all your positions. So if you do that, you're going to get your money back. So if you want your product for free, if you want to grow biologically younger for free, enroll four people. And that's very, very specific for customers or for distributors on your first level. So that gives you a good goal, and now your business is in profit. And not only is your business in profit, but if you start to take a look at the tax benefits, which most people don't, if this is your only home-based business, you can write off your cell phone, or you can write off your printer ink cartridges, or you can write off some lunches or some coffee or other things. I'm not an attorney or an accountant, but there's a lot of opportunity for you to actually be making money just by enrolling four people, because the tax write-offs that you're getting can be a huge benefit. And don't forget those for yourself, and don't forget those when you're talking to other people about what it takes. I mean, for most people, believe it or not, they don't have to enroll anybody to get their product for free, because the tax benefits themselves will pay for that $75 a month if they're smart. But anyway, let's just assume that you need to enroll four people to get your product for free. So what happens if your four people go out and enroll four people as well? So now on your second level, you're getting paid 6% on 16 people. 6% of 16 is on 16 people with a 100-point order is $96. So now you've doubled your money. So you've not only gotten your product for free, but now you've actually made about $100. So, you know, if you have one level more of duplication, you have 64 people on your second level, 16 people on your second level, then you doubled your money. The next level of duplication, if you have 64 people on your third level at 5%, that ends up being $320 on that level, or a total of a little over $400. So that's a car payment. So if you duplicate down another level, you've got a car payment. The next level of duplication, your fourth level, is 256 people. That total amount that you'd be earning after you paid for your product for free is about $1,896. That's like a house payment. And then the fifth level, you have 1,000 people at 4%. And your total compensation will be about $5,900. That's like a full-time job. So it's really interesting how the compensation plan, level by level by level, pays for your product, then doubles your money, then gives you a car payment, then gives you a house payment, then actually can replace your job. And my understanding is we had somebody this month who earned over $6,000. So it's definitely possible. You know, it's definitely possible to go out and build a team of basically, you know, when you add up all the numbers, about 1,300-1,400 people within your five levels. The more compressed it is, the more it's closer to you, the more that instead of 4x4x4x4x4, if you start out with 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 on your first level, then that the number of people that you need in total will be less and less and less to get to that car payment, to get to that house payment, to get to that full-time payment. And I'm not suggesting that you get 20 people this month. I'm just saying you enroll one, two, or three people this month, and one, two, or three people next month, and one, two, or three people the next month, and one, two, or three. And believe it or not, you'll wake up one day and you'll have 10, 12, 15, 20 active people on your first level, because it's that consistency. It's that over and over and over, following the numbers, watching the numbers, doing those basic things, handing out those samples. It's a get into profit quick, get rich slow program. That's the power of leverage. And so it's the people who are consistent, that are persistent, that set the pace themselves, that are focused on the enrollment themselves, and then help to train others, to coach others, to mentor others, to do the same thing. Those are the people that are successful. So, you know, as I said, your goal is to continue to consistently build. The examples that I gave of four and four and four and four and four, and the number of people that you had in your business, again, is very unlikely it's going to grow that way. It's much more likely that you'll have 20 people on your first level to get 1,000 people in your five levels. But you know, it gives you a good sense of, you know, gosh, if I had, you know, 1,000 people in my five levels, there's a good chance that I could replace my income. So now I know what I need to accomplish. You know, if I have 1,000 active people, 1,500 active people in my five levels, I can quit my job. That's what it takes. How do I do that? Well, I enroll 1, 2, 3 people this month, and 1, 2, 3 people next month, and 1, 2, 3 people the month after, and teach people to do the same. If I want a car payment, well, you know, I need probably 50, 60, 80 people. And the more spread out it is, you know, the more people I need. The more compressed it is, the more it's on my first level with this compensation plan, the more money you make. So, I mean, you're earning 23% on your first level. You know, if you have 10, 15, 20, 25 people on your first level, well, you know, you can earn your car payment just on that. And then if you want a house payment, you only need, you know, a third or a quarter of those people duplicating for you to get your house payment. So, you know, I think that's a good way to look at things. You know, in this economy especially, you know, I think there's much more focus on how can I reduce my credit card bills? You know, how can I start putting money back into my retirement fund again, which is down? How can I start saving for my kids' college? How can I increase the savings for my kids' college? How can I pay for vacations with cash? How can I keep my Range Rover in my garage? As you start to move up to people who earn $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year, they're struggling too. They're not earning as much as they were. Their stock's not worth as much. Their real estate's not worth as much. So, you know, the idea of earning $1 million and being a millionaire and all that kind of stuff, you know, those dreams and thoughts, that's not where the average person is today. If you can show an average person how they can earn $100, $200, $400, $500 a month and start to cut into their credit card debt and relieve their stress, you know, that's life-changing for them. And as long as you're realistic with them and you tell them they can get into profit quick, but they're going to get rich slow, and it's really about them setting the pace and creating that momentum and leverage, and they have a long-term view of being in business, well, then you're going to have somebody who's going to be successful. If you're going to have somebody who wants to quit their job in 90 days, I guarantee they're going to be disappointed. They're going to be disappointed no matter how successful they are, because going back to that penny analogy, they could be on track for earning $1 million, but you know they may only have $10 in their pocket early on, and they're going to quit because the expectations were unrealistic. So make sure you set realistic expectations for everyone you bring in. Set realistic expectations for yourself, but then measure what you're doing and making sure that you're keeping on track, making sure they're keeping on track, and you know, keep that big vision in mind, because over time there is a lot of money to be made in Purium Health products and in your business if you treat it seriously. So hopefully, you know, those concepts, those specific numbers will help you to stay on track. And just watch how many samples you give out. You know, hand out those samples, hand out those samples, hand out those samples, and follow up on the back end and you know, ask people to join you on your mission of helping people grow biologically younger good things happening on the corporate side as well. So looking forward to having a productive and healthy and happy holiday season here coming up and bursting into the new year with a lot of energy and excitement. So I appreciate you all being on the call tonight and lifting your business. And this call is recorded, so if you like what you heard, tell other people, and it'll be in the back office here shortly. So have a great night. Thursday night, 48 hours from now, same time, same number, we're going to be walking people through the Purium business opportunity. So if you don't feel comfortable sharing our story, direct them to us, direct them to me, and I'm happy to help. So we will catch you on Thursday night. Thanks, everybody. Good night now.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome. Good night.